Reading practice. Activity 2. Read the passage and choose the sentence which best expresses its main idea. Food in Australia.
Not so long ago, food in Australia meant porridge with milk and sugar and eggs and bacon for breakfast, then roast lamb or beef for lunch or dinner. During the 1980s, each person consumed about 39 kilograms of meat a year, and the butcher in the local high street was one of the most important people in town. Australia is a country where the cattle and sheep outnumber the people, and it has always been justifiably famous for its lamb. No one would even think of eating mutton, which is the meat from the older animal. The consequence was that many people were overweight. Today, there are still many Australians who eat huge amounts of meat. But recently, we have seen a gradual trend towards healthier food. Modern Australian cooking is often referred to as fusion cuisine, and the recipes include ingredients and cooking styles from the East and the West. Today, Australians enjoy Japanese food with bean curd, seaweed, and raw fish, as well as Greek, Italian, and Lebanese food, such as pasta, olives, tomatoes, eggplant, and lemons. Cantonese and Beijing-style food is always popular, especially dim sum. French cooking can be seen in the Australians' love at the French-style bakery, with its delicious cakes and long loaves of bread. There are few or no artificial ingredients in fusion cooking, only the purest and freshest of produce. Even in the suburbs, there are oriental grocery stores where customers can buy everything from a Chinese frying pan, a wok and chili powder, cocoa from Brazil for drinking or for cakes, American chocolate chip cookies, Canadian maple syrup or French honey to pour over your breakfast pancakes, to crisp Indian samosas and lemongrass for fragrant Thai dishes, dairy products such as yogurt and cream, as well as abundant homegrown fruit, especially ripe peaches, grapes, melons and oranges. Most Australian homes will have a stove on which you fry or steam vegetables, and there's usually a microwave oven as well for reheating food quickly. But perhaps the most important piece of equipment is not in the kitchen, but in the garden, the famous barbecue, where, on a charcoal fire, they grill meat, such as slices of beefsteak, chicken breasts, or lamb cutlets. There's usually a buffet of salads and vegetables to accompany it, and pints of Australian beer to drink, because the breweries which make the beer are among the finest in the world. Altogether, with its ample amount of food and drink, and its relaxed way of cooking and serving, the barbecue is not just a piece of cooking equipment, but the word the Australians use for a popular way of entertaining friends.